Daf Gimel, and we begin from Halacha Daled. Let's go. Ein kotvin b'muchu b'lakarka. You cannot write on something that's attached to the ground. Katvu muchu b'tarka. This is referring to the get. You write a muchu b'lakarka, and then you detach it, and then you sign it. Then it's kasher. So I got me it got me thinking because the way the Korban Eda explains it says d'chtiv v'chata v'natan, meaning or v'chata v'sakrev v'natan b'yada. Right? Meaning you can't have any severing in between the writing and the signing of it. And that's how I explained the previous Mishnah. That's how Korban explains this Mishnah. But if you remember last shiur, we talked about the case of a tzvi. And we said that we use that case of a tzvi as a proof that it can't be written on that the yad, according to Yossi, that is, sorry, that Yossi Aglili, that the yad of food would be considered also pasul, just like food would be pasul. Okay, because it didn't allow it to be written on this horn of the tzvi. And I said at the time, but one second, what about the timer? What about the reason that we just brought now that the reason why it can't be, if it's written on it and then severed, the reason why it's pasul is because you've got v'katav v'natan. So I was thinking about it a lot, trying to get my head around it because, it's some shit to say, oh, the Yerushalmi doesn't hold by this explanation. Meaning v'katav v'natan as being a thing. It was just a separate reason we said by Ochlin, that, and that's why it can be used as a proof by Ochlin, of that if the horn is attached when you write it, it's considered a yad for the ochlim, then pasul, like we explained last year. But unfortunately, what we see is we see the Korbanita bringing up this explanation in our Mishnah of the kadav and natan being a thing. So how do the two things go together? And I think the way you explain it is that the kadav and natan is coming to mema. It's specifically this case in our Mishnah. That's why maybe the Yerushalmi understands it of something that is still mechuba lekarika. Because there's no way of giving it to her without severing it. But when you've got the situation of this dead tzvi, last time we said it was dead at the time, you could technically pick it up. So the issue, therefore, will not be the necessary the severing at play. I mean, we're dealing with a dead animal, not a live animal, because in the previous mission, that also was going to be considered a problem. But with this dead animal, you could technically pick it up and give it to her. So the Vekatav and Natan is not necessarily a problem there, and that's why we could use as a proof for Rabbi Yosef Glili, that the issue is because it's considered Yad La'ochel, and that was what we brought for a proof from there. I'm just trying to get my head around of when we do say Katav and Natan as being an issue and when we don't, and I think that's a way perhaps we can resolve it if we're going to keep it running with the Korban Eda's explanation. Okay, let's now continue. In any event, what it's saying now is, let's go back to our Mishnah. That was just something that's left nagging in the back of my mind from last year. It says, anyway, ain't kotvin can't write something that's katvu. You write the get, it sounds like the full get. We have to explain what the story is, and then you set cut it off and then you sign in it, but I know then it's kasher. Rabbi Yehuda says posel ad tapatalush. He says no, even the writing of the get has to all be done betalush. Okay, it can't be. It sounds like the Katavanatan is going to have a problem. We're going to explain exactly what we're referring to. Just to refine it slightly, there are two parts of a get we've explained in the past. One is a tofes, one is a toref. Nachon? Tofes is a standard format, and the toref is generally, we explain it to be the customizable parts, let's call it that, the names of the individuals involved. And also important to understand for the Gemara we're going to be seeing soon is Haret Mutar L'Kol Adam. Okay, we'll discuss that soon. So therefore, let's look at Korban on the Mishnah. It says, Katavah Mechubar. What is it talking about Katavah Mechubar in the Mishnah? It's talking about Katvua Tofes. Dainu kol ha-get chutz me'okom isha the ha'ish v'isha v'azman b'mechubar. So we're talking about the standard, if you like, format. However, then v'tashuv v'chatmo means when you sever, it doesn't just mean you sign it, means that critical components were done when it was detached. That's very important to understand. That distinction in the Mishnah. Okay. However, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, he understands even the so-called standard part of it, the tofes, that also cannot be written while it's still mechubar. Okay, the entire thing has to be written detached. Why? What's behind this debate? We'll see when we get to the Gemara. Now the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateres says, "Ein kofim al haniyar hamachuk v'lo al diftra mipnei sheyachol lizdayef." So niyar is referring to our parchment that's been wiped. So it's been written on white. Why can't you write on that such a parchment? So ad chatimata, meaning you've got a document that's got nice signatures on it. So if I write on a niyar machuk or this diftera, which I could also forge, I can simply rub out whatever's on the top, write on it, and then whatever I like. And I've got kosher witnesses at the bottom, and I can use that to substantiate the document. That's what it sounds like. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Teres says, "Ein kufin al niyam achol v'al adiftra nishru yachol lizdayef." The Chachamim say no. Chachamim say it's kosher. Why? Begitin bilvad. The importance of korban ha'edah says, "Desabri re karebeli Elazar de'e amar edim mesira karti," because they hold the critical component of the get is what. Of what affects the get is not the edim that are on the document, but the edim at the handing over of the get, the edim mesira. And importantly, the way the Korban explains it now says, "Va'edim sha get nimsar bifneihem, hem osim ik or osim ek gerushim." They're the critical ones, not the edi chatima. So therefore, aval b'shar shtarot sumchim a'edi chatima. But when it comes to other documents, you rely on the edichatima. Then they would agree with the other contracts. It would be a problem, because again, the critical edim are the ones that are there, and they are going to be the one. In other words, we're not relying necessarily on the ones that are on the document, and therefore the edim are the ones, and they will whatever's printed on there at the time. That's what they're going to be testifying to. Okay, that's why it's fine. That's even if it's machuk. We'll discuss this in more detail when we get to Gemara, which we're going to do now. Let's start. So there were two cases in a Mishnah. The first one is writing something, how much of the get would be a problem to write when it's still mechubal karka. And the second part of the Mishnah was discussing writing on a niyam rachuk called diftara. So let's have it now. By the way, just to explain what diftara is, it's or maliach v'kamiach v'lo afit. So it's like it's a treated but not finished parchment, if you want to call it that. Okay. Now the Gemara says ein kotvin b'mechubal karka. So the Gemara says late ha palig a Reb Yochanan. This seems to be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Why? The Rabbi Yochanan Amar, katvu tarpol betofes kasher, where the Resh Lakish says, it says, katav tarpol betofes pasul. Now, this is an interesting, funny lashon of tarpol betofes. So you have to really learn, go through this with the Korban Eid to understand what it means. Because it's not falling in the whole toref, it's only falling for part of it. So what does this mean? So if you have Adam Rabbi Yochanan katva toref, so the Korban says as follows. That's when Torah forget. Dahainu harei et mitor lekol adam. What it's referring to is if someone wrote harei et mitor lekol adam as well. Remember, if you remember, I said there are a couple of opponents to the so-called customizable part or the critical part of the document. One is a truly customizable part, which is her name, his name, makom, azman, and things like that. And the other one is harei et mitor lekol adam, according which is also considered the Torah. The more central component, even though it's the same text in every document. So saying template and customizable is not the best definition, way of distinguishing between the two. However, as simplicity, that's the way we do it. So if someone writes the Harei Motor L'Gadam along with the standard template, Shelo Lishma, meaning he bought it at the store and it had that part already finished off, we say then it's Kasher, Shma Minah, he holds that Sheyesh. She ain't chiluk ben tofes l'toref. That even the tofes, even the toref, like the tofes, doesn't have to be lishma. V'shema ish v'yisha lechud. And the only quote Rabbi Yochanan, the only thing that really has to be written lishma, is what is the names, the truly customizable part. As I said, that's because it says v'katav la, meaning la lishma, meaning her name, his name, etc. V'katav his name, la her name. V'kasha matnitin. Then it's kasha amishna. Why? Because a Mishnah starts up by saying, "Ain kotvim b'mechubar," you can't write a get while it's connected. Sounds like anything, any part of it. V'hadar tani katvu b'mechubar. If one did, it sounds like a lechida b'liyevin, nachon? So v'hadar katvu b'mechubar bishlam reish lakish makes a lot of sense. You can say "Ain kotvim tofes." Generally, you cannot write the tofes as well. Gzer Hashem yichtov atoref. That's a lechachila b'liyevin. In other words, a ratio in the Mishnah, the beginning part is saying, Lechachil, you shouldn't write anything on it, even the Tofes. Because Shema, you'll write the Torah for Mechubar. However, Kitvu Tofes, as long if you wrote the Tofes alone, well, it was Mechubar, the Chatma would be fine. Because again, Reish Lakish, that makes a lot of sense contrary to Reish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish says that Harei Mutar Lekol Adam is really, that also has to be Lishma. So therefore, the whole Lechachil B'dievet is just referring to the Tofes. Without the Harei Kol Adam. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, Harei Matur Kol Adam also doesn't need to be Lishma. Okay? So therefore, Ela Rabbi Yochanan, it's a Kasha. So how you distinguish between the Lechachila and Bidiyevet? Because V'ein Netaret Seifa, that's referring to Al Shem Ha'ish V'Ha'Isha Kai. Only, meaning as long as you rode that, but not attached, it'd be okay. When it comes to mechubar, in other words, it seems to be that there are, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's like three, if you like, components here to the get. One is the tofes, the standard print. The other one is that extra line of incredible line of which is part of the Torah, which is Haret Mutar Kol Adam, which would agree that Kol HaTorah, the entire thing, can't be written Mechuba LaKarka, because V'katav Natan, that's one of the Ketiva, the critical components. But he holds that that part doesn't need to be Lishma, it's only, if you like, his name and her name has to be written Lishma. Okay? So because you've got that breakdown, really we're lumping together the when it comes to Lishma, not Lishma, we're really part of the Torah with the Tophis. Really, there's no difference with it, Harit Lib Kol Adam and the rest of it. So therefore, it's very difficult to understand what this Ein Kof Fin B'chubal HaKarka meaning, which means Lechachil, you shouldn't write it there, but yeah, but it's okay. Because again, according to Rish Lakish, it's a beautiful distinction because the entire Tophis is what we're talking about, Lechachil, meaning the entire get should be written Lechachila, like, but yeah, but it, you know, as long as the entire Torah is written detached, then it's okay. Okay, but here, since Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying that parts of it is referring to like the Torah is mixed in with part of the Tophis, this whole distinction that has been ever doesn't really work. So that's why it seems to be Kasher Rabbi Yochanan has left us that way. Okay. Shmuel Bar. So sorry, this is up to Shmuel Bar Ba Ba'i. Katfu v'chatmu betalush. What if you, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where both the ketiv and the chetima should have to be written detached, it says katav v'chatmu betalush. But then you somehow attached it again, then detached it v'natnu la. Then ma'amar Rabbi Yehuda, meaning we have this whole pasuk that's the basis of what we've been saying v'katav v'natan. Well, it's not really the pasuk v'katan sefikum v'natan bi'adah to show there can't be a process in between. But what happens if you did it all, say detached, then attached it? Does it now ruin it to say, oh, and you've just introduced a new process that you need to do to before giving it? That's basically the question. Does it undo everything I've done? That's in a nutshell what the Korbanita says. Similarly, Rebbe Elazar says the same thing also by Chachamim. Katvu, tekel v'chatmu. If it was written attached, then detached, because the Chachamim say really also it's only the signing has to be detached, and you sign it. Chibru, talshu, v'chatmu. It's like a bit of a different girsa here. I'll just show you the girsa, really, the Korbanei says. Rebbe Elazar says, he says, Amar Rebbe Aben, by katvu betalosh, chibru, chatmu, v'talshu. That's what you have to do. Okay? Then anu lama amrin. What would the Chachamim say in that situation? Meaning, if you look at Korbanei, it says, afilu, and af hachi pirosh, afilu tim tzalama ein chibur mevatlo. Even if you say the chibur is not mevatelet, dasha ktiva v'chatima kabir, we're concerned about the writing and the signing, shlo mechusar katzitza, okay, that it's not mevatelet. What are in that nechtam b'shat she'am mechubar v'chazav v'talosh? Mi amran da chibur mevatla kevut shenasa ma'ase chibur. Now, the fact that maybe it was attached again and then signed, does that undo the fact that it was detached after the writing, if you like? Although, and again, that's another thing that seems to be left as a question. Okay, next case. Amar Rabbi Elazar. This part of the Gemara now is going back to the second, the sefer, the Mishnah, the Machloket regarding being written on Niyar Machuk or on Diftra. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, but again, Rabbi Yehuda says it's no good, and Chachamim said it is fine. So there are two ways to understand this debate that Gemara is going to present. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ma Plugin, what's a Machloket? In other words, been Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteiran Chachamim says the first understanding is Begitin, only regarding Gitin, Aval Bishtara, when it comes to other Shtarot. The way the Korbanah changed the word here is Afrabana Modeh Chachamim would agree. Why? So the Gemara says it must be understanding that what's the case of the Mishnah according to this understanding? Chalak. Meaning the shtar is written on a clear parchment, and the Edim is Olamachat, but the place of the Edim was rubbed out, and that's where they wrote it on. Why? Because in that situation, other shtar, you got the concern that what this is the way you explain the Mishnah. Other shtar, you're concerned that it's going to wipe out the so-called clean section, write what they want, and it looks like you've got shtar and signatures on a wiped-out document. You won't be able to tell that it was forged, and they're going to basically be able to claim whatever they want with such a document. However, as we said in Kohen Chachamim, That's why even Chachamim would agree about Shtar Shtarot. But when it comes to why the Chachamim say we get in, they disagree. Why is it a machloket in Gittin? Because we said we're somech on the Eidei Mesira and not the Eidei Chatima. Fine. That is the first way of explaining the debate. Resh Lakish Amar, no, lo shniahi. No, the debate between Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira and Chachamim regarding Bein Begittin, Bein Beshtarot in machloket. It's a machloket because it makes no difference in Gittin and other Shtarot. Ah, so he must have a different understanding what the case is in the Mishnah. What would that be? Du patala b'shtar al ha. Now change the gist of hamachak. The shtar is written on the rubbed out part, and the edim are on the chalak, meaning there was not the parchment was still pristine where the edim signed. Okay, what then is the debate? Seems to be, I'll show you here with the Korban Eder says shereish lakish mefresh mitin shashtar la machak v'edim ala chalak. He said, "V'nikaru shtar shnimchak pamachad or nimchak shtei pamim." Again, the concern is the person is going to rub out the body of the document and write what they want. So therefore, according to Chachamim, they maintain that a document that's been rubbed out once or twice, you can tell how many times it's been messed about. Where the reviewer says, no, and that's why it seems to be machloket regarding Gittin or regarding Shtar Shtarot makes no difference. Now the Gemara says, V'kasha Reish Lakish, this is where Korban reads it, Reish Lakish al de Rebbe Eliezer. Reish Lakish says, V'kasha Rebbe Eliezer, Im Edim ala machak, you understand the Mishnah, the Edim were written on the sort of the rubbed out part. Then, Bada Chachamim Machshirim, really, the Chachamim are machshir by Gittin. The Gemara says, so the Gemara says, Amr Abzira, Kamer Ramana, no, Chachamim hem b'shita Rabbi Elezer. Like we explained, the Shema Chacham Rabbi Elezer, that the Edim are the critical part of the process of Gittin. The critical Edim are the Edim that are there at the time they're handing over the get. Now, Resh Lakish, du patala. Now, insert the word here, Resh Lakish. Du patala shtala machak, ve'edim alachalak. And according to Shmuel as well, that says zeh vezeh la machak, the cases where the whole document is seems to be a recycled document, if you like, everything's been wiped out and then written over it. That's what we're talking about, wiped out. So Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda seems to make sense. What do you mean? It seems to make sense that we're going to have a problem. Why would the Chachamim matir such a document for Maitav Rama? Such a document for other like as we like we said for even Shtar Shtarot. Aren't we concerned that they're going to rub out and write whatever they want in the on the on the parts of on the body of the document and forge it? So we say Amar again Rama Abba, which is what I explained before. Nikar hu ima macha pam echad ve'ima nimchak pam shnayim. Im nimchak sorry pam echad ve'ima shnayim. As we said, Kohen Chachamim maintain that a document that's been sort of the ink's been rubbed off and we're writing on it, and it happens once or twice, you can tell the difference between the two. So therefore, it will be readily visible that this document they've replaced the text with something else. The thing we haven't addressed, though, is this new shitta of Rebbe, of Shmuel. Shmuel, we've just introduced, it says, Ze'al ze'al amachach, the debate. What then is the debate between Resh Lakish and Shmuel? Because again, Resh Lakish says, referring to the shtar was on the machach and the edim was on the chalak, and Shmuel says no cases where the whole thing's written on the machak. Why so? So I'll read you the Korban Eder. He says, this is in Dibur Machil Nikarhu. He says, Lakach Machshiri Machachamim Delek Lamecha Shemichi Kasheni, as I explained, says, El Baha Pligi Resh Lakish Vishmuel. Dixav Resh Lakish Noma Nikar Ben Mechi Kapam Echad Lamecha Kashtei Pamim. As we said, Resh Lakish says, you can always tell the difference between a document that seems to be rubbed out once or twice. Afalpi, She'ena michika pam echad al oto niyar, even if you've got nothing to compare it against. For Shmuel savar, no. She'ena nikar ben amechika. So in other words, we learn from here Shmuel's more machmir than Resh Lakish. We only say you can recognize a shtar that the text has been wiped off more than once if you have something else to compare it to. That's why the debate would only be, this is Minshita Chachamim, that would only be, sorry, therefore the debate would only be if the whole document was written, including the signatures, on, if you like, a recycled document. I mean, the documents had a machak once, and that's when they say, oh, if you're going to start changing the body of the text, then the Chachamim say you would recognize that something's different where the section of the signatures are and the section where the body of the document is, and therefore clearly there's been some mechika going on. Okay? Fine. That's a debate between Resh Lakish and Shmuel. Next, let's do the next Mishnah. Halacha, hey. Hakol ksherim lichtov et haget afilu chershot of a katan. This interesting thing seems to be that even a chershot of a katan can write a get. Now, these are people that generally consider not having halachic dad. Deaf, mute, an imbecile, a minor. We'll discuss this soon. Ha'isha can write her own get, kotevet gitar. The shovel refers to the receipt he would receive once he gives her ktuba. So, why so? How can they write their own documents? Because the thing is, writing her own documents is in the story. Because you need she ain't kiyum get ela bechotmav. She can write all she likes, but doesn't mean she's divorced. You still need the chatima of the edim to certify it. Okay, fine. We'll get to discuss this when we get to the Gemara in more detail. Okay, and it says hakol kshem laviet get chutz mishcher shat vakatan to be a shaliach to bring a get. Everyone can do that except for cher shat vakatan suma v'nochri. So cher shat vakatan not b'nei dat. Suma because you have to say b'fana, it means someone who's blind because there's a b'fanai nachtam b'fanai nachtam. And an akum because it's not in but torat gitin, meaning you can only be shaliach for something you have a shaychut to in terms of being mitzvah. Right, so she's not in the world of whole Torah Kitim Kedushin. She can't act as a shaliach. Great, let's learn the Gemara. According to Chtomat Aget, says Rav Huna says, "Vahu shiya pikeach umed agabav." So the suggestion is, why can a chereshot of a katan write a get? That is because we've got a gadol standing over the top of him saying, "Oh, make sure you write this lishma for the purpose of ploni and plonit." Okay, that's the assumption here. I'll just show you here. If you have a look, now it's important korban eda because he says the chereshot v'katan. It says v'omer lo lichtov l'tzorach ploni. Tikasav Rav Huna is of the opinion that the mishnah is according to Rabbi Laza that requires ktiva lishma, not just a signature to be lishma. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir we saw before, but even the body of the document. The sefer diktami she'ena get when it says she'ena get she'en kumei el b'chotmav. That's referring to not the actual signing but the mesira. Fine. The Rav Gittin Nimsurim Bifnei Chotmeim. Okay, fine. But then it's the Gemara that says, but one second. Vaha Ktiv Vakatavla Lishma. It needs to be, the Ktiva has to be Lishma, and what? And how does it help to have a Gadol or Med Al Gabav telling you Lishma? They don't have understanding for a level of halachic significance to achieve that. Okay, they're not considered having that. So the assumption at this stage then, I read the Korban Eida, he says, Mashmali, Shakotev Yodea Lichtov Lishma. Umay Mahani Amidat HaGadol, how's HaGadol going to help? Ha'inu Labadeya Dinu. Like we explained, they're not considered having that. Eli, the assumption is, it must be Shit Rebbe Meir, he de lo by Ktiv Lishma. It must be that the Mishnah is Shit Rebbe Meir, that doesn't require Ktiv Lishma, that's why you can get a Cher Shatav HaKatan to write it. The Darash VeKatav, because the Katav, the Kra, Chatimat Einim, because he holds what has to be Lishma, what's the whole excitement of the Shema referring to, that's only the Chatimata Edim. Because again, if you remember, Reb Meir holds the Chatimata Edim is what affects the divorce, the Ede Chatimakarti. Okay? That's again another dimension of the debate between Reb Meir and Reb Eliezer, not just which Edim are the one that affect the divorce, Mesira or Chatima, but what part of the document requires Lishma. So since the assumption now the Gemara is saying, oh, it must be that since you're allowing, the Mishnah allows a Kata to write, it must be Rebbe Meir that doesn't require Lishma for the general writing of the document, only the signatures. However, Shmuel says, no. When do we let the Katan write it? That's talking about what part of the document? The Tofes. Shmuel Matzrich Sheniach Tarpo Shel Getimo. Meaning, they can write that general template, but the parts that require Lishma, meaning the Toref, the Harem Mekol Adam, or actually, current Rabbi Yochanan doesn't even need that, but the Shema, or etc. That is what has to be left out. The Atik Ke'aida Ma'ar Reb Shlakish Katva Torfu Betofes Pasul. That's why, if you have a look here, the Gemara is saying, I sort of corrected that because I assume it's Rabbi Yochanan, but Shmuel is saying this. So that's why the Gemara is saying Shmuel must be going like Reb Shlakish, that even the Torfu, that if you write even the Harem Mekol Adam, would is a necessary component that requires lishma. So therefore, if it says you write the tof, you can write the tofas, but you must leave out the toref, includes also around the kol adam, and that must be according to Reish Lakish that he says if the entire toref has to be written lishma. Okay, we got to the next mishnah halachavav, and we'll continue from next year. Kol tov, have a good day, everyone.